Now, back to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Here's Dave Benton.
Joe Rexroth of Lansing State Journal will join us in about 15 minutes to talk Michigan State and what they need to do to improve the rest of this season basketball-wise. But we want to sort of re-rack here what we've been talking about for the first hour and a half. We got off topic a little bit with the NFL and Greg Jones, but basically talking about Michigan State and where this program is headed as far as the rest of this season is concerned. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, co-host and producer. If you got an opinion about what's going on with Michigan State basketball right now, give us a ring, 393-3700. That's 393-3700. I'd like to thank all those listening online at 1320WILS.com. And we honestly have some great audio from what Scott got on our Facebook page. So if you want to become a fan of us on Facebook at 1320WILS Weekend Kickoff, some good stuff.
Not just audio, but video.
Video.
Multifaceted in radio, we actually have video from In the Locker Room. And I'll also get the segments, the interviews that did with upcoming with Joe, Rexroth, Frank Zombo, and Greg Jones. I'll get those up there as soon as we're done with the show, too.
And we've been talking for the majority of this show about Michigan State and that performance against Michigan. And like we've said, you can talk about X's and O's in that game. The bottom line is, Michigan State has a lot more on its plate as far as trouble goes than just losing to Michigan. Okay, you're now 12-8. You have 10 games left in this season. Five of those you should win. You got two against Iowa, Indiana, Penn State, and then Michigan again. But you also have five that are probably losses with the way you've been competing. At Wisconsin, at Ohio State, home against Illinois, at Minnesota, and home against Purdue. Those are five games that, until they prove otherwise to me, I'm just going ahead and assuming they're going to lose because they have not shown me that they can beat a top 25 team, especially not in the last month or so.
So that puts the overall record for the season 17-13.
And more importantly than that, not only are they 17-13, because there's been years where teams make it into the tournament at 17-13. They'll have lost 9 of their last 14 games of the season, and they won't have a quality win since January 11th against Wisconsin. That's it. Not to mention, you have quality wins this year against Minnesota, Washington, and Wisconsin. Those are your quality wins. But you also have some bad losses that nullify some of those quality wins against Penn State and Michigan. So now you're talking about a team that's 17-13 with one positive victory the entire year if you get rid of those losses. That's not a team to me that deserves to be in the NCAA tournament, Scott.
Well, let's look at it this way. We haven't touched on this aspect. If they're going 5-5, that means they'll end up 9-9 for the Big Ten record.
Yep.
We haven't even talked about the Big Ten tournament, which can be a difference maker, sure. But where would that put them in the Big Ten?
Well, 9-9 probably put them at around 7th in the Big Ten.
Right now, they're tied with Illinois and Penn State, all at 500. So really the best, if we're going with that, would essentially be 5th.
They can kiss a bye goodbye, obviously.
Yes.
They can kiss the bye goodbye. That could be an advantage to them because they need victories.
But isn't it, now I can't remember, I don't have the Big Ten bracket. Does 5 play 11 and then that goes on to play 1? Or
yes.
No,
I think that's how it goes.
And then they play the 4 who's actually got the bye.
And we need to check this. Check this out right now because I feel like the way it goes, and I think I might be thinking about the Big East tournament here, is I feel like the bottom four teams play one round before, or maybe 11 and 10 play a round and then they play, or something along those lines. It's something weird, I think. But the bottom line is we can throw the Big Ten tournament out the window because if you're 17-13 going into the Big Ten tournament, you got to win the Big Ten tournament. Okay? That's the bottom line about the Big Ten tournament, because at that point, you've got to win 4 games to get to 21 wins, which if you have 13 losses, chances are you need 4 wins. You need to be at 21-13. There have been teams that made it in 20-13, but they also have a lot of quality wins among them.
I have it here. You're right. 6 through 11 play
okay.
In the first round. Number 5 and 4 play against each
that's
other.
Right. That's
so, yeah,
right.
So 6 and 11, if they drop to 6, then they would play the 3 seed if they were 7, it goes to 2. So the winner of 8-9 goes on to play 1. So they would be, they'd still be on the same side as Ohio State.
I think they're going 18-14 if they go into the Big Ten tournament at 17-13. They'll win that first game against a Northwestern or an Indiana or something, and then they go 13-14 or 18-14 on the year because they'll lose that next game to an Ohio State or something like that. The bottom line is this team is not good enough right now to beat any top 25 team, and it's only getting worse. And I want you to play again. For those who are just joining us, okay, if you think that Michigan State is going to be on the comeback trail, if you think that their attitude is in the right place, listen to this comment from Draymond Green after asked.
Each and every day, you know,
Hang on, reset that, because I wasn't done setting that up. Scott, easy on the trigger finger, although I teased him into that. After being asked what they have to do to turn things around.
Keep going hard each and every day. You know, tonight, you know, we still missed some good shots. We just gotta keep going hard. Can't lose confidence. Once confidence is gone, everything is gone.
If that's not a depressed man who doesn't sound like this team is going to get a turnaround, I don't know what it is. That is very depressing to listen to, let alone watch, Scott.
And that's just 20 seconds of 3.5 minutes of sitting there. I mean, he talks about how tough it's going to be to turn around just to play Indiana tomorrow. And he says, even after a loss to Michigan,
mm-hmm.
when they put it that way, Kalen Lucas, a loss to Michigan.
Yep.
These guys aren't used to losing. They're definitely not used to losing to Michigan. That's the sense of this team. It's just, how could we lose to Michigan?
And it comes down to a couple of things, in my opinion. First of all, I think Tom Izzo looks completely defeated. And you can say what you want about it, but just read his body language. Read how he is in timeouts. I think Tom Izzo is out of ideas with this team on what he can do to motivate them. Yelling at them doesn't work. Heart-to-hearts don't work. Nothing seems to work with this team. It reminds me of Roy Williams last year with North Carolina. Now, not completely, because I don't think Tom Izzo would ever give up on his team the way Roy Williams did last year at North Carolina. But it's similar in the way you can tell he is just defeated. Just the way Draymond Green sounded, I think Tom Izzo sounds defeated. I think he looks defeated. And I think that comes down to a couple of things. I think there's no leadership on this team. Yes, Draymond Green is a leader. But at the same time, they don't have a leader on the floor that does something other than lead by example. Draymond leads by example. He leads with energy. They need a Travis Walton type of player that's going to get in people's faces and lead them and say, we're losing by 10 to Michigan at home. I don't know if you've been paying attention to this game. We're getting killed. We got to get it together and win this game. They don't have that. Another thing, depth. And we talked about it all day. Got to cut down the heavy weight that isn't good enough to play. Austin Thornton, Mike Keebler, other than stealing a couple of minutes, this team should be down to a 7 or 8-man rotation, bottom line. And until they do some of those things, this team is in big, big trouble. We'll talk more about this in a couple of minutes. Joe Rexroad from the Lansing State Journal will join us. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.